Wednesday, 29th of November. I arrived at my new church to find it was about half the size of my last one, which, I must add, brought me to a state of joy rather than disappointment. I spent the past 4 years working out of a city parish, which of course necessitated a much larger church. Not that the size of the congregation these days had filled it to even half capacity. But still, a building of that scale can seem intimidating, and often did. After the financial scandal, in which the seniors of the church disagreed with my using of the church funds to help a struggling family, I was forced to move to a more out-of-the-way locale to keep things brushed under the prayer rug. So, here I am. Amberton is a rural village that's just on the cusp of becoming a town, I'd say. I don't know the exact statistics for such a transition, but the mines have brought much boom and business here, so I've learned. There exists on the edge of the town a large row of houses that are much newer build than the more traditional stone ones in the area, which includes my own clergy house. I dare say they have better heating, plumbing, and clearer signals for the television as well. Still, I am very happy to be in an area such as this, particularly with Christmas on the approach. The coming of the festive season really does make my job easier with regard to ingratiating myself into village life. Faith is dying out here, as it is in all places, really. So to suddenly arrive in the midst of summer with the goal of reigniting it might seem a little lofty and ambitious. To do so in the Christmas period, however, when even the staunchest disbeliever feels a touch of the spirit in the air, is somewhat an easier task. For one thing, the church is likely to be more full than it would usually, which also allows me the opportunity to meet greater numbers of the locals, without doing something so intrusive as to go knock on each of their doors.